Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible, it's relevant to your life every day. And we're glad you joined us for the conversation as we explore the Gospel of Luke and discover the facts behind our faith. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's conversation in the book of Luke, a conversation about the ministry of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we are in a section in the book of Luke that is really easy to read because there are stories about what Jesus did, how Jesus helped, who Jesus reached. And I suppose, Hannah, there's something in all of us that never outgrows just wanting to hear a good story.
Well, we all still like watching movies, right? Those are all pretty
good
stories.
Well, I get about 10 minutes into the movie and then I fall
asleep.
Well,
you're right.
Actually prefer to read. I mean, I like movies, but when we sit down for a movie night as a family, as you well know, about 10 minutes in.
It's a miracle if you make it through.
Yes.
Like we write it down, record it.
You know, just a little respect to your father would be nice every now and then.
You're right. You're right.
Okay, listen, enough of this family spat online. We're in Luke chapter 7. And remember last episode, I told you to remember something. Remember the miracle of the raising of the widow's son at Nain. And remember how the Bible says that that piece of information went everywhere. People are hearing about this incredible miracle worker named Jesus, and his fame is just, I mean, it's growing.
Exploding, yeah.
It's exploding, better word. And in verse 30, or verse 18 rather, we're going to learn somebody that got that piece of information and it confused him. So look at verse 18. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. So some of the people that are hearing this are the disciples of John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist is not free to go hear these things because he's in prison and has been for months. So the disciples of John, they're getting all this information about Jesus and his ministry and healing and popularity and raising for the dead and on and on. So they take all of this information down to John. Verse 19, and John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? So John said, hey guys, go ask Jesus, are you the Messiah or not? Or should we keep on looking? Now, what a question. Why would John, one of the greatest preachers of all time, and the preacher that said, this is the Lamb of God, this is the Messiah, why would he now say, I'm not sure? He's doubting. Any thoughts, Hannah?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe being in prison for a while and just feeling like, well, Jesus is ministering. Why can't he? I mean, he could do anything. He's raising people from the dead. Why is he not letting me out of prison?
That is very well could have been. You know, when you're in a problem, when you're in a prison, sometimes the only thing you can think about is the problem and the prison. So certainly that could be part of it. Here might be another part of it. Another part of it might be, you know, I'm the only one that understood the true nature of Jesus' ministry. You know, all the other Jews were looking for a physical Messiah. They were looking for a Messiah that would throw off Roman oppression, a Messiah that would rule and reign, free us, liberate us, be the general, be the David, you know, that would unify our kingdom. And John had said, oh no, Messiah will be a Lamb of God. He will be a sacrifice. He will take away the sin of the world. So John understood the negative nature of Jesus' ministry and told people what to expect. Now that John's getting information that Jesus is popular and he's doing miracles and everyone's happy, he might be thinking, well, wait a minute, this is not what I thought. I thought he was going to be a lamb that would be sacrificed, and he's this popular political hero. Maybe he's not Messiah. Maybe we should be looking for another. He's doubting because the information he's hearing is not jiving with what he understood and what he preached. I mean, does that make any sense?
No, it does, and it's not something I really thought of before, so that really helps.
Well, and I think, and the reason I believe that is because of how Jesus answered. So watch how Jesus answers in verse 21. So it says, and in that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind, he gave sight. So in what hour? In the hour that these messengers arrived to tell Jesus that John asked this question. In that same hour, they are seeing him do miracles. They are seeing him help people. And then and only then does Jesus give an answer. So look at verse 22. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. So what does Jesus say? Jesus said, okay, go back and tell John that all these things are happening. Now, why? Why would Jesus say those things? Why would it be that list? Okay, and here's why. Because you're giving me that look, Hannah. Okay, here's why.
I wasn't sure if you wanted me to answer that one.
Okay, I do want you to answer.
Oh, no. You can answer it.
Okay. The reason is because in the prophecy about Messiah, specifically in Isaiah 61, which is the prophecy about what the nature and ministry of Messiah would be, in that prophecy, it said Messiah would do all these things. So I think what Jesus is saying to John is, John, I know you're confused. I know you're doubting because you're seeing this popularity. You're seeing this growing influence. You thought, you know, I'm just the Lamb of God. All that's coming, John. But I'm right now fulfilling what was predicted about Messiah. And so, John, don't put your faith in circumstances or, you know, what you thought was, you know, your ideal. But John, put your faith in what the Word of God says. John would have known these passages like the back of his hand. John was a preacher of Isaiah. He knew these passages. So, John, go back to what the Bible says. You know, this is who I am. See, what's happening is what the Bible said would happen. So you can trust that I'm Messiah because I'm fulfilling all the things God said Messiah would do. Do you see where that would be a great encouragement?
Yeah, and we don't see what God sees. Like you said, Jesus was reminding him, I'm fulfilling prophecy, and, you know, clarifying that for him when John was viewing it completely different, because we don't see the bird's eye view that God has.
And is it not a great template for us? And that is, you mentioned earlier in the podcast, that, hey, or maybe last podcast where you said, you know, I've doubted myself at times. You know, I've gone through seasons of doubt in my life. We all have. Even the greatest of Christians have. Elijah, I think about. And in times of doubt, it's important that we place our trust in what we know and what is verifiable and documentable. And of course, that would be the Word of God. So Jesus is giving John the Word of God and saying, here it is. And then when the messengers leave, then Jesus says some things about John. And it, what's interesting, Hannah, to me is that he doesn't brag on John while the messengers are there. He waits till they leave. Why do you think, we don't know why, but why do you think that that might be the case? To me, and all right, I'm going to throw this at you. Just tell me what you think. To me, it would be like if I bragged on you to somebody else in front of you.
That's where you're going.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you might
feel
like it means
more.
Right.
It's authentic. You know that it's that he means it.
Right. So if he just said it in front of the messengers, then it might have seemed like, well, he's just trying to butter John up. Okay. But to say it after he left is to say, this is my real estimation of this person. So it's not what people say when they know they'll hear what you say about them. It's what you say about somebody that when you know they'll never hear you is what your real opinion is of that person. Mm-hmm. Right? If I said something about you and knew it'd get back to you, I might guard my words. But if you want to know what I really thought about you, it's what I'd say that I thought would never get back to you. So that's what Jesus is doing. He's telling us his real opinion, not that Jesus could do anything else, of John. And watch what it says in verse 22. Jesus answering, verse 24. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went ye out unto the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? What went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before my face, before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. He's quoting Old Testament prophecy, Malachi 3. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. So what is Jesus saying about John? He's saying, listen, this guy that just expressed some doubt, don't look down on him. This guy that is going to end his life early in prison, whose influence was just a short public ministry, was the greatest guy who lived. Why? Because he spent his life emphasizing the person of Jesus Christ. This is the one whom God chose to announce Messiah. So don't let your doubts beat you up. Don't let your seasons of discouragement, your prison time, so to speak, define you. Understand that there are going to be seasons in our life and temptations to doubt. We come back to the Word of God. We come back to what we know about Jesus. We come back to the only opinion that really matters, and that's the Lord Himself. And so, my friends, I hope that encourages you. You might be in that dark place today. You might be in a place even where you're saying, Lord, are you there? Are you there? And I think what the Lord says through his word to you is what the Lord said through his word to John, and that is, yes, indeed I am. And I'm doing all the things that only I can do. You can trust me. And by the way, his opinion of you is the only thing that really matters. And so I hope that helps, my friends, and I hope you have a great day in the Lord. I appreciate you listening. God bless each and every one of you.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.